Maggie Barker, CBS News, London.
Canada announced retaliatory tariffs. Mexico said it would at a later date. Consumer prices rose 2.8% last month from 1 year ago, a sign inflation has eased a bit.
Just because the inflation rate is coming down, that doesn't mean your prices are going down. It's that your prices are rising at a slower rate than they were.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the report indicates egg prices shot up more than 10%. No immediate ruling after a court hearing in New York for Mahmoud Khalil, the former Columbia University student and protester arrested by ICE. He is a legal U.S. resident and holds a green card. President Trump called him pro-Hamas. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The government's arguing that Khalil is involved in terrorist activities. But just speaking out and holding rallies may not be enough for Khalil to lose his immigration status and be deported.
The education secretary says 1,300 firings is just the start of the administration effort to put the department out of business. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Its main job isn't funding public schools. The bulk of the department's responsibilities include financial assistance to low-income schools, support for students with disabilities, civil rights oversight, and federal student loans and grants.
Overseas, Secretary of State Rubio says the next move is Russia's after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed on a 30-day ceasefire plan.
If their response is yes, then we know we've made real progress and there's a real chance of peace. If their response is no, it would be highly unfortunate and it would make their intentions clear.
Well, CBS's Mark Strassman with more on tonight's NASA and SpaceX launch.
Tonight's mission is going to send up a replacement team of four astronauts in order to bring home the four astronauts who are going to come back next week. And two of those astronauts are Wilmore and Williams, and they, of course, have been the subject of so much attention throughout their stay and their space odyssey.
Those two astronauts were supposed to spend 8 days in space. Instead, it's been 9 months. Wall Street, the Dow is down 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll now likely be a homicide charge for that crash early Sunday in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Tiriana Scales has died after being critically injured in a crash at 16th and Taylor. She and four other teens were in the car when it was hit at a high speed. Police say the other car was driven by Salvador Coronado. He was allegedly being chased by a squad and hitting speeds over 90. Coronado has a history of legal troubles, including fleeing and eluding. 15-year-old Reed Galinsky of Caledonia will stand trial for the death of his mother. It follows a judge's ruling earlier today. He's got a hearing June 16th for the charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at RacineCountyEye.com. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115 to 114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Just won't stop. We have a ton of it on tap today with highs in the low 40s, and tomorrow, plenty more. High temperatures flirt with 50. Things start to change Friday. More clouds roll in. We become breezy, muggy, and warm. Highs nearing 60. And at night, thunderstorms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Beatles to Elvis. Does it get much better than that? On WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
We can't go on together. We're suspicious minds.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
To know, ooh,
he said he-
not so long ago. He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah, said he's going back. But he still found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh, no. So he found all his hopes.
Ooh,
and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh, yes, he did. He said, he's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Oh,
yeah,
and
I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't say it's just spring training to the Brewers. They take these games seriously. And you can hear two preseason games with the Brew Crew this weekend, Saturday at 3, Sunday at 3. Listen for the Brew Crew on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine, one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This song released in the summer of love, 1967, but wasn't a hit until 1969 when it was re-released as a public service announcement song on TV. WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry. Though the bird is on, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, surely be his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
Oh,
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Sam the Sham, The Pharaohs, Wooly Bully, Silly Little Song. Not silly at all. This is Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll now likely be a homicide charge for that crash early Sunday in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Tiriana Scales has died after being critically injured in a crash at 16th and Taylor. She and four other teens were in the car when it was hit at a high speed. Police say the other car was driven by Salvador Coronado. He was allegedly being chased by a squad and hitting speeds over 90. Coronado has a history of legal troubles, including fleeing and eluding. A Racine County judge has ruled that 15-year-old Reed Galinsky will stand trial for the death of his mother. There was a hearing in the case today. It comes after the teen reportedly confessed on the night of the crime. Galinsky, charged with first-degree intentional homicide and being held in a million-dollar bond, is set to appear in court for a hearing June 16th. People driving in downtown Racine saw them this week, and drivers going through Highway 20 and 31 will see them soon. Protesters took to Monument Square earlier this week, rallying with signs supporting Ukraine and Palestine. About 150 showed up. Protesters going forward are moving locations to the busy Mount Pleasant intersection. The protests are organized by a group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice. You can see images of what the protests look like at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Just won't stop. We have a ton of it on tap today with highs in the low 40s, and tomorrow, plenty more. High temperatures flirt with 50. Things start to change Friday. More clouds roll in. We become breezy, muggy, and warm. Highs nearing 60. And at night, thunderstorms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Thank you.
Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget minutes away. Song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. Coming up on WRJN.
And that she should tell you come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no,
down
no,
love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 down have me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl to throw my love away, but I still love her so.
Hits, WRJN. A lot of people realize that in 1964, the very start of the year, everything in music changed, right? It's like when the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, music became different instantly. But this next song is a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that was recorded right on the cusp. As a matter of fact, there's some footage of the Beatles in their limousine coming from the airport and going to their hotel even before their Ed Sullivan appearance, that they're listening to transistor radios because they wanted to take in the New York and the American music scene. And the song I'm about to play is what they were listening to on their brand new transistor radios. How's that for trivia? That's minutia right there. But it's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next on WRJN.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie, fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
For the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the time. Let's open up the vault door, shall we? Okay. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one from a talented girl singer who probably could have had a bigger career if it hadn't been for timing. Because her biggest hit, which you're about to hear, hit the top 10 just about 11 days before the Beatles hit the Ed Sullivan Show, and music, as you know, changed overnight when that happened. But Diane Renee was popular at a time when girl singers were very popular. There was the Shangri-Las, there was the Ronettes, there was Leslie Gore. And Diane Renee was in the top 10 with some of those, but then the Beatles hit. Here's her biggest hit, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget called Navy Blue on WRJN. About the entire extent of her career. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
sugar and spice. I feel nice, sugar and spice.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Boys High School basketball, big game coming up. Whitnall at Waterford. And you can hear it all, starting with the pregame at 6:30 tomorrow night, Thursday the 13th. Good luck to both teams, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Take your part. Oh, This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump expressed confidence today that the U.S. will, as he put it, win a trade war with the European Union.
We have been abused, really, for a long time, and we will be abused no longer.
Vicky Barker in London with the European game plan.
From dental floss to diamonds and bathrobes to bourbon, the European tariffs largely target companies in the states that form President Trump's power base. Kentucky bourbon, beef and poultry from Kansas and Nebraska, and wood products from Alabama and Georgia will be affected if or when the EU counter tariffs take effect next month.
The move comes as U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum take effect. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Imports account for an estimated 25% of steel and about half of aluminum used in the U.S. While the producers of those metals are applauding the president's new tariffs to spur domestic production, other industries are bracing for increased costs. Jim Tobin is the CEO of the National Association of Home Builders.
We've seen some estimates that say that it could be up to $10,000 per home that these tariffs could increase the cost.
The White House has given federal agencies until tomorrow to report on plans for reducing their size. The Education Department's cutting 50% of its workforce. Raymond Hart of the Council of the Great City Schools.
I think it speaks volumes that we're interested in disinvesting in our students, disinvesting in our Department of Education. It was already one of the leaner, smaller departments.
A Republican spending plan faces an uphill battle as Torian Small reports.
Senator Rand Paul was the first one to come out and say he, like his colleague in the House from Kentucky, Thomas Massie,